All right, we're live. We've been live for so many mistakes, but you will not hear a single one of them, as this is where the show is going to start on the download that you're listening to. Got a couple people in here. We're going to talk about World Series starting tonight, starting in about 15 minutes. First pitch, 8:09 tonight. We got Jason LaCrone and Chuck, Cheryl, Diesel. We got Tree Trunk and Diesel in the room.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, excited for this matchup, man. I live for the World Series. Can't wait.
Let's start with you, Deez. Do you have an emotional attachment to either one of these clubs?
Huge Freddie Freeman fan. I like what he's went through and the diversity that he's dealt with. I don't know if we've got an opportunity to see the Freeman 5 episode. Kind of become a big fan of his. Houston's been there, this is the third time in 5 years. So, yeah, I'm leaning toward the Braves.
Jason, do you have any emotional attachment to either one of these clubs?
You know, to be honest, like, I was rooting really hard against the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Red Sox. Since they're all out, I'm okay now. Yeah. I'm not an Astros fan, and I definitely hate cheating. But I'm going to be pulling for them because I want them to be able to do it the right way, because I think they had the talent all along to win it the first time around. And I'm not a big fan of, you know, banging on barrels and stuff. No, you know, pun there. But I really kind of want to see him do it the right way.
It was a pun. The problem, here's the thing about the Astros cheating. Let's just get into that. I think every team cheats on some level, or at least attempts to, especially when it comes to signs. I think they took it to an extreme. Diesel, what do you think about that whole Altuve possibly having some device underneath his jersey?
I absolutely love, you know, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's what they say, right? I seen a sign. It was just so funny. I was watching the Boston series, and one of the fans in Boston had a sign held up over their head, and it said, I made a better sign than this, but the Houston Astros stole it.
Nice.
And I love that sign. You know, if he did. I mean, you still know. Like Barry Bonds in the steroid era, you still got to put the bat to the ball. You know, it's easier when you do know what's coming, but.
Yeah, if you know what pitch it is, I mean, even you could time it out, Chuck, and hit it. If you know a fastball coming versus a, you know, a slider, you know.
Yeah, so, I'm with it, but I totally agree with you, though.
I totally agree. You do have to put the bat on the ball, but if you know what's coming, these guys are like world-class athletes, you know.
Uh-oh. Absolutely. I'm on the fence on this. Like, I don't mind the whole banging on the garbage cans, even though that was never done before. Everybody, I think all teams have done some form of that in their own way. Not a fan of him possibly having a device underneath his jersey. I think that's going way too far with it. In fact, I think he's kind of a piece of crap for doing it, if it's true. him and Bregman are the two that have been accused of doing that. I mean,
and they're there. Mm-hmm. They're there. I mean, the game has changed so much with them. It's becoming a bullpen game. The analytics of trying to figure out, you know, who and when. I mean, you see that starters are averaging 69 pitches in the postseason. That's ridiculous.
You know, the pitcher, speaking of a bullpen game, the pitcher that the Astros have starting tonight, Valdez, he's 11-6, but he doesn't go very many innings. Like, he's almost like a, if you get 5 innings out of him, you're lucky kind of guy, from what I can tell.
He's a hard-going lefty, and I think that's going to handcuff Freeman.
Hasn't there been some games in the playoffs, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, where teams just went full bullpen basically the entire game?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, you're seeing, like, starting pitchers, the first time, you know, they get two guys on, they're basically yanking them. So they're pulling them in, like, the second, third innings anymore.
I think there's been games where relief pitchers have actually started the game, and they're just going one inning plus possibly more, but not much more. I could have swore I saw some of that. I could be wrong on that because I'm not a professional.
Well, the Rays are one team that kind of does that all season. Well, they don't necessarily start a bullpen guy, but they'll have, you know, their starters basically, you know, they're going two or three innings. They don't want to see that batter two or three times. So they just, you know, start bringing in everybody.
We just got a message in the chat from Stinky Dad Glenn that says that Tampa is famous for using four relievers, going 3-2, 2-2.
Right. Yeah.
So that's
exactly what you said it was. They don't want the batters coming back around and seeing the same pitcher twice.
Plus, if you're a relief pitcher, you can't last more than a couple innings because you're programmed to just throw it all out there. You're not saving anything.
The whole idea there, too, is exactly that. You're giving it everything you have on every pitch because you know you're only going to be in there for an inning or two.
So you're quick to get us the story about who we're going after. What about yourself, Barrel Roller? Do you have an attachment to either team?
Well, as I've stated in a lot of episodes, as this is actually episode 101, I grew up with the Braves because being a Tiger fan, I was only getting George Kell and Al Kaline once a week, maybe sometimes twice, but I was getting Atlanta Braves on TBS every day.
Yes.
And yes. I can still rattle off all the names of all the awful players because they were bad when that whole thing started. And
poker robot.
And I just, yeah, grew up with the Braves and it's not emotional, but I'm pulling for them. They've only won it once since they've been in Atlanta.
Yeah, all that good pitching too. And they only won it the one time. Yeah, and that was everything back then was pitching.
They wasted so many good years. I mean, Greg, oh my God, it hurts to even talk about, but how do you, with Greg Maddux, Tom Glavin, John Schmoltz, even Steve Avery.
Oh, Steve Avery, he's an animal.
Jeez Louise.
Did I tell you I had opportunity to face Steve Avery? Because he was local boy. He was Taylor right here, down here by me. And, I tell you what, that was an at bat that you just wish we got over with.
You know, I was talking to Marcus Dixon on the episode we recorded last night, and he grew up a Pirates fan. And so he remembers, I don't know if you guys remember, Sid Bream running around third base.
Yeah, against Atlanta.
Well, Sid Bream was on Atlanta.
It was Atlanta going against the Pirates, yeah.
And how slow he was running around the base. And,
like Diesel running around there. Huh?
I know. I think Diesel's much faster. Well, maybe Diesel now. But pre-injury, Diesel was much faster than Sid Bream.
Still not fast.
You guys watch, we'll start with you, Jason, on this. You see anything in the playoffs this year that that really caught your eye in anything?
Not, you know, like the things I always look for is that player that you've never heard of or, you know, just like goes along all season and then boom, there they are. Like the guy from the Dodgers, Taylor. That, I mean, it's not nothing, you know, out of the ordinary, but I just like seeing those stories of the guys that come out of nowhere and they just get hot. And the who's the other guy?
Will Smith.
He came from the Twins. The other guy with the Dodgers hit all those home runs. But he played with the Twins.
Oh my God! How do I not know this?
Yeah, I can't think of his name right now. But those are the things I like is just the guys who come out of nowhere and you know, and then they become a household name.
Diesel, you see anything in the playoffs this year that got your attention?
I love the low-income teams. I don't know why. It's always been a little thing for me. You know, your Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, you know, the top of the line, you know, all they worry about is the luxury cap. Watching these lower-end teams just scrap. You know, even in Houston, the kid Tucker, I love him. He's up there, no batting gloves on, skinny as a rail. You know, he ain't 160 pounds soaking wet. I don't know. I just like that kind of thing. And I do like, for the speed of the game, I do like the pitchers having to face at least three hitters or complete the inning. That's nice. And just even though we're going to be faced listening to Joe Buck, and he's like, I'd rather have a rookie than listen to that dude.
Yeah. And it was sad as his dad was so good.
Oh,
Joe Buck. Awful. Joe Buck gets such a bad rap. I can't stand him with Troy Aikman on football, that's for sure. I generally don't. I like radio broadcasts of baseball games, so if I'm watching baseball, I'll turn the volume off and listen to radio.
It is better. And it's kind of funny because I switched over last night. I know I'm going to change it to football, but I switched over to the Peyton Manning and Eli Manning show and listened to them. That was even worse. They were more comical, but you get so used to the announcers that are not – like, I find Tony Romo to be fascinating because he knows what's going to happen next. Whoa.
You all right?
Did it end? It's a diesel. Oh, I scrolled up. I'm sorry.
No, so, you're still here.
I was in the middle of a rant here. And then I scrolled up and said my call ended. I'm like, whoa. Yeah, so I like listening. I favor the announcers opposed to the former quarterbacks because they get into the analytics too much of it. And it's like, no. I want to just watch the game. Like Chris Collinsworth.
Chris Collinsworth is he's famous for the slide in. Oh my God, we cannot go into football. I'll be there all day.
Especially since you get ready to get Watson on your team. Yeah, baby.
No. It won't be my team. As soon as trade happens, I am Detroit Lions through and through.
What players in the helmet, you said it's the logo on the helmet that you care about.
up until this one. This one's too much.
I don't really want to get into football, but I think they went way too much. They're going to have a hard time unloading him.
I do too.
Oh my.
Everything that's, that circles around it, even if you do take him, what are the odds he's going to be playing anytime soon?
They said he's not going to put him on the exempt list because he's innocent until proven guilty. So he's in the middle of it. It could all be dropped tomorrow. So that's why they can't really move forward on suspending him.
I was just thinking if he's going to get time served for all these games that he can't play, But no, back to baseball. Baseball. I was going through the lineup of the Atlanta Braves, and I admittedly did not see very much of the Braves this year, especially after, this is going to kill me. I'm going to get letters. Who's that young stud that plays on the Braves that got hurt and is
Acuna?
Yeah.
Ronald.
Oh. After he got hurt, I really kind of tuned out on the Braves because I never thought this was going to be happening. So I went through their lineup and holy cow, they've had a ton of home run hitters.
Did you see the last series where they posted the Braves beginning of the year? They had the three outfielders. All three midseason was completely different, and then all three postseason are completely different than what midseason. It was absolutely like, how did you do that? Detroit lost three outfielders, and we lost 12 straight.
Yeah, I don't know how the Braves are doing it because I see some of these names, and if you would have told me Dansby Swanson was going to bat ninth tonight and he has 27 home runs, what? And Jack Peterson's batting eighth? What?
I will say this. The Braves against the Dodgers was a dream matchup for the Braves. Braves, either bullpen has a ton of lefty pitching, and the Dodgers have a ton of lefty hitting. That was a dream matchup. This is going to be different because a lot of the Houston players are right-handed. Correct?
Yeah, if I'm looking through the lineup, Altuve's righty, Brantley's lefty, righty. Yep. Yeah. As I go down, Tucker's a lefty, right?
Nope, righty.
Oh, Gurriel's a righty. So, yeah. Yeah.
So, I'm looking at this, and it's going to be interesting, bro.
Let me go ahead while I got you guys, as we're going to wrap this up, this World Series preview. Boy, thank you guys for coming on and, helping me work through some of this and, which no one will ever hear and, talking some World Series to get some content out there. I'm going to try this again tomorrow night, by the way. So I'll be back at, 7 o'clock. Trying to talk about what happened in game one and preview game two as best we can, as none of us are professionals. It's just baseball fans talking baseball. That's all this is ever going to be. But Jason, let's go ahead and get your prediction on who's going to win, how many games, and even your MVP of the World Series prediction.
I'm hoping for a long series, so I'm going to go with 7 games. And I'm pulling for the Astros, but, like, you know, I don't have any issues if the Braves win. And the MVP is going to be someone who's not a mainstream name. I don't know who that's going to be yet. Maybe Maldonado from the Astros catcher, who's like 1-for-27 in the postseason. But it's going to be somebody like that that just gets really hot in the World Series, and just, you know, I think they're going to walk away with it. It's going to be someone who we don't expect.
It always happens that way when somebody comes out of nowhere in the playoffs in the World Series, and then the opposite happens to the really good guys like Trey Turner, who kind of disappeared in the last playoff series. Diesel, you got a prediction of the winner in games and MVP and all that?
I'm going to say, I'm like Jason, I'm going to say this is 7 games, and I'm going to go with the Braves win. And I'm going to go out on a little – Eddie Rosario, the balls are beach balls to him right now. That dude's just clicking. And I'm going to go – I'm going to stay hot with him. Eddie Rosario is going to be the MVP.
Stinky Dad Glenn just typed in, I'll download it so at least you think one person listened. Hey, I might not have a lot of live listeners, but I have a ton of download listeners, so I'm not worried about how many listens I'm going to get, dude. I'm interviewing freaking Bobby Valentine. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. That's enough flexing for me.
Dude, flex. That's an awesome one. I'd love for you to find out what his mindset was when he went and put the mustache on and in the locker room and come back out. Just to hear him talk about it would be amazing.
Well, he's got a book coming out, and that's why he's coming on the show, is he's pubbing that book. And he goes through everything in his career. So I haven't gotten that far yet. I don't know if I'm going to ask him about that. I want to see what I come across in the book. See if I can ask him some different questions, because he's going to have 100 interviews that day, probably, you know, just a ton of interviews, and they're all going to ask him about that.
Yeah, and the Bobby Bonilla contract, which is going to be awesome.
Yes, the Bobby Bonilla contract. How do you celebrate that every year?
I know. It
had nothing to do with the contract, but...
it's Bobby Bonilla day.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys for coming in and doing this. Jason LaCrone, Tree Trunk from the Saginaw Old Golds, and he's on the Wahoos of Royal Oak too, and he plays base, have bat, will travel. Jason LaCrone, that's what he does. And Diesel, who do you consider yourself a player of nowadays? Are you
flat rock?
Flat rock. Okay. Yep. Are you strictly flat rock, or are you still up for?
Dude,
you're post injury.
If I get the phone call, I don't care if it's Field of Dreams or anywhere. I'm gone. I'm a traveler.
It's not a coincidence that the two guys that came on to talk about baseball are two guys willing to travel anywhere in the state of Michigan to play baseball. That's not a coincidence.
I say United States for me.
You're going to get a call from those guys in Arizona that play on dirt. It's all dust.
I'll be on a flight.
Be faster on that, maybe.
I'll be on a flight. What was I going to ask you about? I forgot now.
Do it.
Oh, that lineup. That lineup's card from Marcus Dickinson. What was that from? Do you have a clue, Daryl?
Oh, that our name showed up on?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Bay City guys on that lineup card, but there were also names I didn't recognize.
Me too. I didn't understand where that even came from, for my name to be on it and not remember the game and be Marcus related. It had to be at the Village.
Right. I was thinking, at first I was thinking Frankenmuth.
I think so too. I do believe it was that game at Frankenmuth.
But I don't remember. Was Blisters on there? That's my son. I remember he was there. Yeah, but there were some names. I missed half that game because my son got a heat stroke during the game. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes.
So I left and I was gone for like 5 innings taking care of him. So I don't remember even what the lineup was. I don't remember anything from that day except that the sunstroke Ashton got.
Yeah. That game went on for a long time.
I know we were in it.
Yeah, well, I was there. I like it.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much. I always enjoy talking to both of you, so it was a special treat for me. You guys have a good night, and thanks to everybody who's going to download this and listen to it. Maybe game 2 tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.